It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, probably the last time I'm going to be able to update this story here, Joe, on the Shohei Ohtani 50th home run ball. We finally found out who won the ball. It was a corporation from Taiwan who ended up winning the ball for a shade under $4.4 million. There were more than 40 total bids in the auction from four different countries.
That's wild.
A corporation in Taiwan who loves baseball and who loves Shohei Ohtani and who would certainly look to share his treasures with the world has won the auction, according to Golden Auctions.
I thought you were going to tell me somebody from Japan. I mean that. Somebody with...
Oh, Japan was one of the bidding countries.
Yes.
They certainly were. But this is cool, though, man. Like, again, these kinds of things, I don't know, probably shouldn't be in some dude's sports basement. I mean, it should be out there for people to see if you want to see.
So Woody,
like
when they
that,
get these things, do they try to get these guys to sign it?
No, he won't sign it, I wouldn't think.
Well, you don't have to tell him everything. Just can you sign my ball?
Yeah.
Just another ball.
The Dodgers did offer to buy the ball.
Yeah, but you know it was a low
10%
offer.
Of what it ended up selling for.
Right.
But
yeah.
That's a great question. I am, by the way, next year going to try. When the Dodgers come to town, I'm going to try with both of the kids, see if we can't get up close to that guy.
Well, I think Leon's the way to go. If there's ever been a guy that's absolutely perfect and such a good kid that even the biggest jerk in the world would, even Barry Bonds would stop and sign for him.
Barry, huh?
Well, I was just trying to think of somebody off the top.
Huh.
Anyway, what else you got?
All right. How about this one, man? Probably fueled by the old crowd. Skechers just reported $2.35 billion in quarterly sales. That is 16% higher than the prior year.
Is there a reason for it? I must be getting cooler-looking shoes.
I mean...
Can't just be older people, would it? Because you just said Skechers and older.
So it said in February, Skechers announced across the 5,000-store mark across 120 countries... So I guess they got stores all over the place. They do have some NBA partnerships here with Joel Embiid and Julius Randle. I don't know why you'd want two of the most injured players in basketball promoting your stuff, but those are the guys. And apparently it's done very well for Skechers here, Joe.
Yeah.
16% rise in sales internationally,
15%
rise domestically.
I think Howie Long's been doing those ads where he's on the airplane and takes his shoes off. Isn't he a Skechers guy, too? Howie Long
takes
is
his shoes off.
Well, he takes his and puts the Skechers on. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, because people that take their shoes off on airplanes should be.
No, I know. I know. Awesome. I don't want to get you going on
no,
that.
No, I know.
It's one of your many
little,
things you've got.
Well, human etiquette,
you.
But.
But yeah, Howie Long, I believe, is a Skechers guy. But what would you say there? Like, you wouldn't wear them because you're young guy? Because you took a shot at.
Well, I was
going to
say. I value comfort over looks more now, which is why I'm wearing the Air Joe Roses, those Hokas. I mean, you started that movement, apparently.
I did not. Somebody told me about it.
I don't know who told you about it, but you've made it famous, and I love those things.
Now, I've got some older guys, and I don't want to say their name, that won't wear them, because he says they're old guy's shoes. I go, what do you think we are? What do you think, we're 30?
Who are you talking about, Bo?
No, Bo wears them.
Okay.
We were walking, and a guy goes, oh, you're wearing those old guy shoes, huh? I said, dude, come on, man. Did you really have to say that?
They are very comfortable. They're a little strange looking. By the way, I picture Bo just being like a Velcro shoe type of guy.
No, Bo's got...
shoelaces just anger him. Like, he's just like, screw this, I'll Velcro them.
No, we're not to that point yet.
No.
That is coming, but no.
Isn't it funny? You come into the world wearing Velcro shoes, and I guess you leave the world wearing Velcro shoes. It's a circle of life.
God, Woody. Well, I'm not there. Thank God. That definitely is the end of the fourth quarter when you do
if
that.
If you come in here wearing those New Balance Velcros, I'll send you home, man.
No, I'm okay to still bend over and tie my shoes.
Just
I'm
like
okay.
your podcast, it'll be
there
out
is
the pasture.
Oh, Woody.
All right. Jason Kelce, who is he's all over the place here, it seems like, Joe. He is in talks with ESPN for a late-night talk show. I think would be pretty cool here, right? It's only going to be would only be one night a week, is what they're at least discussing at this point. But he seems to have a pretty good personality. He seems to get good guests and stuff on his podcast. So I'm guessing this would go over pretty well.
People like him. He is he's super popular in Philadelphia, but it seems to be around the league. And by the way, probably a Hall of Fame center.
He's just one of those guys that, like, it looks like it'd be fun to have a beer with him, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe a little nuts, but...
Oh, no, he goes out and chugs beers with the group. Yeah, definitely doesn't mind having a few beers.
No, he's a hit at those tailgates. I got to show you, by the way, that video or pictures of him, whatever, at the Taylor Swift concert sleeping are awesome. Just fast asleep while everyone's jumping around.
Deny it.
Yeah.
He should have just said, listen, I've seen, like, 7 of her concerts, okay?
But it's rude, though, because, the brother's trying to, I would assume, marry her at some point. It's, like, kind of disrespectful.
I'm guessing if he gives her a ring, she's going to accept it.
I don't know. She's very popular.
Well, you think she's going to go through write another song about another breakup?
Can you imagine if she was in the suite at a Chiefs game and they panned over to her and she was fast asleep?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a great look at a Kansas City Chiefs game. No.
All right, and
never lose.
We do like to try to end things on a good note here on a Friday, Joe. This is a really nice one. Yesterday, Dwayne Wade is in town. He was here for the Pat Riley thing, and he's got the court dedication. He's got his statue coming up on Monday. They also renamed the street in front of the arena after him. You see that they finally officially put up the signs.
It's great.
I think our guy Tobin led the charge on that thing there, but Dwayne Wade and Bam Adebayo teamed up at Chapman Partnership on Thursday, unveiling a newly designed basketball court dedicated to helping the community.
That is great. The Heat and some of the recreational stuff, because there's so many kids at Chapman Partnership, that's great. The Heat and Bam have been fantastic in their involvement and getting Dwayne over there. It's just... so good for awareness and rehabilitation and everything else they do. That's really is good. I tell everybody, if you're looking to get involved in a charity and you can go help and be involved and give your money, it's hard to beat Chapman Partnership. Yeah. It really is, yeah.
Wow, that was very cool yesterday. I will tell you, though, man, D. Wade still got the juice. He was there at that game on Wednesday, and he's still pretty damn popular down here. Kind of a shame, though. I mean,
yeah, but why?
I would love to have him down here. I know he's in Utah with the Jazz.
Why would you like? Yeah,
because he's not here anymore. He's up there now.
Yeah, but his popularity when he comes back
That didn't go away one bit, man.
Oh, it's one of the greatest athletes we've ever had here in South Florida.
Well, he's either number one or number two, depending where we rank your friend.
Well, he still got it.
He's pretty popular too. Yeah.
Amazing. We walk from a hotel to a restaurant.
How does that go when you two walk around town?
It was four of us, Jimmy and Bo, and the four of us, and he got to stop a lot.
Can I bring something up?
Can I ask you a
quick question though? Like, if somebody asks you to take a picture of them with him, does that bother you?
No, I did it. I did it the other night.
But does that hurt your ego just a little bit?
No, it's him.
They're not having someone else do it, get in the picture.
No.
They're making you take it.
No, it's him.
That doesn't hurt you at all?
No.
Okay. I know you like to be involved in that stuff.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't one of your best moments, though. We've got 8 o'clock hour coming up, and we are going to have Kyle Krabs join us here, their fanboy in the other room. But I
no
do,
ego with Kyle. He's good.
No, he doesn't have any of that problem at all. He's good. And listen, He, I didn't realize he rides the emotional roller coaster with his team pretty good, and I didn't realize it till we started scoring 11 points a game, and he started calling me. And I go, okay, let's talk. Hey, kind of like talking to the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts, is the number one business broker in the state of Florida. Why would you want to hire anybody else if you're thinking about selling your company right now? The main man has lots and lots of buyers to buy companies, big or small, super specialized, doesn't matter. The main man has got people. A lot of people have moved down here, call the main man and say, hey, when you find me this type of company, please call me. We are very interested, me and my family, in buying it. And boy, he is really good at it. So you got to ask yourself, you got this company, it's doing pretty well. You've been doing it a long time. And the question is, when is it time to sell? Or am I ready to sell? Well, are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of competition? Are you tired of all the employees driving you nuts? Are you tired of just being tired and complaining when you come home at night? If you answered yes to any of these questions, sell your business, call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo so he can flip your biz and cash out big. Hey, if you're not, you have no idea what it's worth, that happens. And most people don't have any idea what it's worth. They know it does well, but they don't know the numbers on it. The Main Man offers a free, no-obligation business valuation. It's worth $2,500. Come and find out today. Let him get started. Once you give him the green light, he goes to work, and he is a pit bull, man, and great at putting relationships together, finding somebody that's going to buy your company that you happen to really like because you know they're going to be as passionate as you were. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online at themainman.com. 25 years in the business right here in South Florida, ready to sell your company for you right now.